Well, I'm still at the Irish Festival in East Durham 2010, and I just came across a friend I've known for many, many years and who has been involved with the Irish Festival, I think maybe forever, Frankie Curran. Frankie, how are you?
I'm real well, Tony. Great to see you again, and another year in East Durham.
How did the festival go this year?
It's great. I mean, every year, you know, it's a happening, and a lot of new bands coming in, new sounds, things like that, and they keep moving forward.
Well, I describe it as the phenomenon of summer arriving 20 days earlier than any place else in the world. Does it feel like a summer up here now?
Oh, it certainly does, especially this afternoon. It's so beautiful here. It's not too hot and certainly not too cold, and we're just looking forward to another great season.
How many years have you been involved with the festival?
Well, I've been involved in it only since it started, which is 33 years ago. But for the last, 10, 11, something there, I've been emceeing it. But I've been on every one of them.
So you've been one way a performer or emceeing, right?
Exactly. One way or the other, they had me every year.
How big a change is there from 10 years ago to today?
Well, there's a change in the music, of course. The people who were 10 years, 15 years ago, a lot of them are, you know, retired or semi-retired, and the new fellas and the new girls are, coming in to take up the slack that we all left off.
But the music has changed a little bit.
Oh, big time, absolutely.
How much has it changed in the 33 years you've been here?
Oh, phenomenally. But again, the key today, I suppose, is more Celtic rock oriented and things like that. I mean, back in when we started, it was pretty much, you know, a three or four piece, and the dance music, the waltzes, the quick steps, all like that. And now you hardly hear that with the new wave, you know.
Yeah, I don't think 33 or 35 years ago you would have bands like 47, would you?
No, probably not back then. But, you know, they were here last night and they really rocked the place. I mean, they're super, super talented group, Larry and the guys. And
oh yeah, I agree.
We've been buddies for years.
Yeah, yeah. You know? No, but I was just mentioning the change that 35 years ago was all Paddy Noonan and people similar like that who would be performing, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
The Henrys and...
The Henrys, yeah. Noel, Lord rest him, of course, and yeah. Dermot and Pat Roper and ourselves and Jimmy McPhail.
Barley Bree.
The Barley Bree, yeah.
Bands like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there has been quite a change. You have to encourage the younger people to participate.
Well, of course, yeah. The younger people, they're the future of the Catskills, as I've been saying for years. And, they have to be made happy as well.
Yeah, well, they certainly seem to be enjoying themselves, especially with the rock groups.
Oh, they are, yeah. They're both here and in the town of East Durham itself.
Yeah.
They're rocking the night away.
Okay, well, Frankie, thank you. And hope that next year... we can actually interview you on live radio, and I'm sure you'll help us out.
I certainly will, and I want to wish you guys all kinds of good luck and good fortune, and I know that the Irish culture scene is in good hands when you're on board.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Frankie.